from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
A daily sports betting show.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him. I got to tell you that much.
Joe Ostrowski brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Our wagertainment expert is on Twitter, at Joe Ostrowski, hosted BetQL Daily, Early Odds. He joins us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
I'm getting ready to figure out what my survivor pick is going to be. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of interesting choices. We were joking with Kevin Fishbane earlier about the Bears being a sexy pick for the survivor pools this week, but we'll get to that. I want to ask you first about tonight, and what are the things that you're looking at when thinking about betting this game? Because first of all, like Dan and I were going over it, Sao Paulo is 3 hours ahead of us. Like, that's going to be a 9:15 kickoff locally.
So they both traveled, both teams traveled on Wednesday. So their body clocks should be all right. Where, you know, it's not like they go a week ahead of time. Sometimes we see Jacksonville do it with the London trips where they get acclimated to the local time. That's not really happening here. It's a quick trip for both teams. As far as betting it, the Eagles are favored by 2, and it's a high total of 49, higher than what we saw last night with Mahomes and Lamar. But I honestly am not betting it just because I'm very high on the Eagles this season, but there are so many unknowns as far as this game. On the Eagles side, you have two new coordinators. We know the defense was awful, but we're well aware how it takes a little time for Vic Fangio's defense to get going. It wasn't working last year in Miami, and they ended up moving on. You don't have Kelce up front. How much are they going to run Hurts, which was an automatic touchdown last year? You bring in Saquon, so what's his role going to be? They're happy up in Green Bay that there's no more Joe Barry, but is it going to be the Jordan Love that we saw in the first half or the second half of the season? There's just a lot of things that made me stray away from this game. And Jalen Hurts, when he's a favorite on the road or a neutral spot, he does not have a very good record. So as far as the season, I do like the Eagles a lot this year. But as far as tonight, I really view it as a toss-up, so I'm not going to be betting it.
I'm kind of with you on that, Joe, and as it pertains to just like there's a lot of unknown also just with like the stadium and how the stadium affects and the travel to the
stadium. That's what I was going to say. And not that you're not a sharp, but I think about what the sharps are going to be tracking the sleep and all of the time differences and the body clock stuff. And how would anybody know, because this is largely uncharted?
Yeah, totally. Totally. And with the that Packers new defensive coordinator, he's coming from college, he hasn't done this before. And here you go against this Eagles offense. So, yeah, maybe it's something you get involved in during the game. Like, let's say one team jumps out ahead, since I do think they're pretty close, and being early in the year with so many unknowns, maybe you get value on one side where I would take a team as a dog there. But as far as pregame, I'm not interested. Maybe we get scoring. I would point to that because of the defensive issues with both sides, and you have these two quarterbacks. But not one of the games that I'm really all that interested. Good game, but as far as betting goes, not really.
What about last night? Was there anything from last night that popped out to you?
A reminder for betting about how important it is to get the best of the number. So on our show, we were big on the under 47, not under 46 and a half. If you have under 46 and a half, that's a loser. If you get the 47, at least you get your money back. I mean, they're just on it from the outset. So it closes 46. We get 47 points in the game. And that last play, the last play of the game, decided it all. It's not a situation, well, we'll see, maybe Kansas City wins by 3 in overtime. No, because Harbaugh was going for it.
He was.
So if likely is in, the Ravens are covering the point spread. They're either going to lose by 1 or they're going to win by 1. And Kansas City, it felt like they were in control of the game. They end up winning. But again, it comes down to the very end. With Lamar and the weight loss and the running, I was curious how much he was going to run. And it's not set. Like, maybe this is a one-off, an important matchup to them. They're thinking, okay, this could be a tiebreaker down the line for maybe the number one seed and getting that bye. I wonder if Lamar's going to run as much as he did last night with that. For fantasy, for props, likely looks like the dude. Not just with those almost 2 touchdowns last night, but he was getting a ton of targets. That was really interesting. And, you know, something else that we talked a lot about on the show today is Reed dialed up some stuff for Worthy. And man, is he explosive. That's a weapon. What they have on offense, that's better than what Mahomes has had in the past few years.
Yep.
That's scary. Like, the starters that they had last year are now the backups. And Rice is still his guy. And, you know, Kelsey, he always balls out when it's time. We went through this last year where he didn't do much. But then in the playoffs, he flipped that switch. It had me thinking, and Roma Dunze can be part of this conversation, had me thinking about the other rookie receivers starting out this weekend and how the coaches, maybe you're not going to get a touchdown price this week, you know, compared to later in the year when word is out, okay, yeah, they're going to be involved with the offense, because there's a lot of good prices on guys like Harrison, Neighbors, Rome, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman for the Bills. I think these receivers drafted first round, early second, it wouldn't surprise me if they have a big role this weekend.
What are the markets telling us now about the state of Bears exuberance? We were tracking it with all the off-season excitement, but now things get real. And now even fans, even people who are excited about their team, start looking at an actual game and matchups and tendencies, et cetera. Does it start to cool off a little bit of the silliness?
The pros are pushing against that last 48 hours. They're in on the Titans. They're in on the over. So earlier in the week, that certainly looked enticing with the Bears offense and the additions there and the changes that the Titans are going to have too. Like, the other side of this game, as far as playing the total, is it's not ground and pound Tennessee anymore. They are going to be slinging it with Levis and the weapons that he has. And they think that they have a much better offensive line. That's been the weakness of that team. You bring in Callahan. They spent their last 2 first-round picks on offensive linemen. So their offense is going to be really intriguing as well. So the pros are saying scoring. I'm not saying go over 45. They went over 43.5. And the number is what always matters. And they've bet the Titans. It got to 4.5 the other day, and then it was dropped to 4. And guys, now it's 3.5. The Bears are the favorite, so they're betting on that. And I also heard that a lot of sharper guys were betting on Will Levis week one passing leader at 28-1 and Titans most points on Sunday at 45-1.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
I mean, those are long shot plays, but they're saying, okay, maybe the market isn't caught up to what the Titans are going to do. It's not the Vrabel, Derrick Henry run heavy offense anymore. It's going to be so much passing. And then, yes, it is a tough matchup, and that's why you get a good number on stuff like that. But they're viewing the numbers as being wrong, so hey, we'll just bet into that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let me go back to Rome Odunze for a second, because if you look at his situation, it's unique compared to the other rookie wide receivers, where he is going to be, at least to start things off, the number three guy on this team. But if you look at specifically what Tennessee has at corner, you would go, oh, well, they've got two guys that you would go, okay, match those two guys up with the two pros that the Bears have, which might mean that Rome Odunze is going to have an opportunity to go against a third or a fourth corner, and maybe he is the right play for Caleb Williams in this game and gets more opportunities than we might think he's going to get.
And you look at the drop-off after Rome. He's going to be on the field a whole lot, a whole lot. See, that's the thing. People hear, oh, number three receiver, maybe the snap count isn't going to be as high, but I expect him to be on the field a ton. And that's what I was talking about with these rookie receivers, where it's tough. There's a quick reaction. This might be the only time all year where you get Rome 3-1 to score a touchdown in the game. It might be the only time all year where you can get Odunze at over 41.5 receiving yards, because there's going to be such a reaction to the performances if it's in the positive sense. So yeah, I agree with that. Looking at Rome props, that's the first thing that really jumped out to me as far as this game this weekend.
What's happening on the coach of the year odds front?
Yeah, so I think what's interesting is now it feels to me like the established coaches that have had a lot of success, that many people expect to have success this year, maybe there's value there. Historically, betting into that market, it's just you're looking for the new guy. You're looking for the team that's going to exceed expectations. It's going to be the big surprise, maybe a worst to first kind of scenario. And right now it is, yeah, it's still, they're in lockstep. It's Eberflus and Jim Harbaugh, co-favorites at every sports book. They're right there. And then third, another one, a team that I do believe in this year that's going to take a step forward. It's just how much. Mike McDonald, he's a third favorite out in Seattle. where he's going to work with that defense. And then they bring in the Washington OC from last year to take over the Seahawks. So that's going to be interesting. They have some good talent there. LaFleur is in the conversation as well. Raheem Morris, D'Amico Ryans didn't get it last year. Mm-hmm. It came down to a tiebreaker, and it goes to Stefanski in the end. There's some belief there. Shane Steichen, what if the Colts win the AFC South? He's going to be in that conversation. He's viewed as one of the better offensive minds. But as far as it overall, it's interesting. It's like the guys, okay, you're in a winning situation now. Nah, you're not the hot name. Dan Campbell's 25-1. This guy was favored for like two straight years almost to win that award. I mentioned the Eagles. Like you have Sirianni. He's got a, Sirianni's 50-1 for coach of the year. So the teams that are expected to do well, they're long shots as far as coach of the year because it goes to the hot name, the surprise that we were not expecting.
Can you bet first coach fired?
Isn't Eberflus like one of the odds on favorites there too?
That's what I was going to ask because I happen to be looking, part of my weekly routine, I always read Drew McGarry's Jamboree to on Defector, and he has a segment of it called Fire This A-Hole. And he's got Matt Eberflus listed as the very first name of the potential 2024 chopping block.
And so yeah.
It's amazing to me that you guys are a co-favorite to be coach of the year and thought of as potentially the first fired.
That's the most Chicago thing, isn't it? Wow. Like based on what happens in week one, they're going to be saying either he's the coach of the year or you need to fire this guy immediately.
Which the Bears don't do. And then everyone's going to say, well, the Bears don't fire coaches midseason.
Yeah, exactly. The favorite last I checked, I'm pulling it up at the moment because this bet is not available with a lot of the apps that many people have. You've got to go offshore for this one, but it's an interesting conversation, is Dennis Allen. He's the favorite.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a dumpster fire this year, but they get the Carolina Panthers, which could be good for them. Dennis Allen's a favorite. I think Eberflus has been a top five guy, a top five favorite, and he's also the co-favorite, as you mentioned.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It is. McCarthy's up there. Here it is. Dennis Allen's a favorite. Daboll's a second favorite. McCarthy third. Sirianni fourth. And then the sixth favorite is Eberflus at 12-1.
Okay.
Let you know what's at stake. Is there anything outside of Bears Titans that you're looking forward to this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be awesome. Like, there's a lot of games that I'm looking forward to. What, I'll throw this out
you're
there.
One to that, Joe Ostrowski, really.
That's true.
I mean, come on. Yes. Yeah. Another week of college, week one of the NFL.
Dylan Raiola versus Coach Prime and the boys.
By the way, about an hour ago, the pros went off and bet Colorado. That number moved from Nebraska being favored by 7.5 down to 6.5. To cut through that key number of 7, that means some serious money. Serious money was coming in. One week, one bet that hits a lot is divisional home dogs. And we've got one in the AFC South. The Texans are favored by 3 at the Indianapolis Colts. Since 2012, and I am not a big trends player because a lot of it, it's garbage where you're reaching for stuff, different players, different coaches, all that kinds of stuff. But divisional home dogs since 2012, they are 17-4 against the number. So the Colts are a 3-point home dog. A lot of people forget how good Anthony Richardson looked in the first month of last year and that CJ Stroud actually lost in week one, as amazing as his season was. And by the way, the Texans are starting a couple of rookies in that secondary, not talked about a whole lot. So the Colts plus 3, that's a sharp look for sure.
Joe, as always, we appreciate you. Have fun tonight and this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Better believe it. Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.